Ramon Paskin, that while it's raining, you don't say Aleinu, but after it rains, if you're still in a drought, then you do.
You never know if this is going to last forever.
So I'm not sure exactly what the svara is, but I think it's like, because it is raining, like you don't want to be like a koitova, and like right now it's raining. Like if it stops raining, then you'll be in trouble. But if right now it's raining, and Hashem is doing exactly what you're asked for.
For us, the chances of us stopping to say it from the beginning of time.
It's actually interesting halachically. Like, to start out as a drought seems to be more formalized, meaning it doesn't rain until a certain date. But to end the drought, you need to have enough water. Now, what's enough water? It's, you know, and maybe in the old days it was a little simpler. Now it's a little complicated what enough water is, but clearly we're not even close to that.
Last year we said it right.
The last five years were all droughts.
And we said right through Moshe Baruch.
This would need to be a very rainy winter, but who knows? You know, Hashem has come through in more difficult circumstances than this. So you never know. Maybe it'll rain every day.
Let's say they found some solution to bring in like hundreds of millions of cubic, meters of water from other places. We stop saying it.
L'chora, I think we would. But that gets very fascinating. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good question. Okay. So if anyone didn't get the course for the next item course, they're here, but you don't need them during this year. Okay. So we were discussing on the payment days. We're in the middle of discussing Shvichat Damim. And our basic question was, is this really the svara that the Gemara sounds like it is? Or we had two shitas that made it sound more like within the Balei Tosos, in terms of Yishmael, in terms of Bnei Noach, that maybe it wasn't really such a strong svara. This also comes up, what we discussed last time is sort of like, is it a svara? Maybe it's a little less strong than that. This is more like the other side of the coin, the svara is more strong than that. This comes up in the famous issue of the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be very tricky from a svara perspective, because there's a Tosefta in Trumos that says that, if the goyim surround a group of people and say, right, give up one of you or we'll kill all of you, then the first part is pashut. You can't just give up one person, right? They say, okay, give us one or we'll kill the whole room. So we can't give up one person. It's like, why should I give up Daniel? Maybe we should give up me, right? That's obvious. Like, how can I pick you? Well, why don't I volunteer myself? The more interesting case, what if they're miyachid someone, right? If they're not miyachid someone, obviously we can't just pick, Daniel and give him up, because why is he any better than anyone else? We have to play chicken and wait till someone volunteers. But the more interesting case is, what if they're miyachid? What if they surround the whole room and says, we want Daniel, or else we'll kill all of you? So the Tosefta says, then you can give him up. And what's the machlokes of Yochanan and Shlokish? Exactly. Rabbi Yochanan says, there's many different pshatim, so exactly what they mean. The simple shot is, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he's just Stam, a random guy, and that's like Shev Ben Berchi was one guy, so likewise you can give up one guy. Rabbi Shlokish says, no, only if he's Chayav Misa, like Sheva ben Bichri. So clearly, Sheva ben Bichri, they're assuming they did the right thing by giving him over. But the machlokas is that only if he's chayav miser, even if they're stam miyachid him. So, what does the Rambam paskin? How does the Rambam paskin? The Rambam is like Rish Lakish, it's a bit of a mystery. That goes on, he's already asked it, and he has a mission with many answers. Exactly why the Rambam paskin like Rish Lakish. There's a lot of weak answers as to why the Rambam passed like Rish Lakish. It's not so clear that there are any really good answers, although maybe we won't answer it, but at least try to understand it a little. The most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the Rambam brings down two deus, and it's not so clear, but it seems to me he leans towards Rabbi Yochanan here. So, what is the, here we have the, right, what about Yichdu Echad Ve'eino Mechuyav Misa? So, the Rish Lakish, which becomes the Rambam, right, says it's also to give him up. And Rabbi Yochanan, which is the Ramach, also there's a Ran and an Iri, who also passed away. A few Rishonim say Mutter Ramo. Okay, who makes more sense? Who makes more sense? Why? Because the Svar of my Chazis, meaning Rabbi Yochanan is clearly Muchrif by the Svar of my Chazis. Why? Because what, the either will give up the Neil, or they'll kill all of us, including him. Now, it might be very hard. Me versus him, it's hard to tell. That's my Chazis. It's hard to tell whose life is better. But one thing is very clear. It's obvious, the basic rule of common sense, that the Neil plus other people is better than just him. Right? That's obvious. Him plus me is better than just him. So obviously it's better to give up him than to give up him and everyone else. So I'll be the svara of my chazis, and that's exactly the Ramach's question on the Rambam. The Ramach says to the Rambam, what are you talking about? It's machrich like Rabbi Yochanan. The truth is, they point out, his kasha is not really in the Rambam, his kasha is in Reish Lakish. Right? But then they say, no, Reish Lakish maybe is not a kasha, because we don't know anything about Reish Lakish Shita. Maybe he had other dinim up his sleeve. But the Rambam makes a strong kasha, because the Rambam brings down the svar of my chazis, right? The Rambam says, why is So the Rambam says, because Davar Shadas Notu She'en Ma'avdin Nefesh Mitei Nefesh. Right? So the Rambam brings down this svara. He says the svara. So the Rambam says the svara. Then how can he pass in like Reish Lakish? So this is the Ramach's question, right? That the svara, the svara is mutter, right? Because there's no Maichazis here. It's obvious that the blood of Reuven plus Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Zvulun and Yisachar is better than the blood of just Reuven.
Are we assuming that She'en Ma'avdim Nefesh Mitei Nefesh means Maichazis?
Well, he does say it's a Svara, right?
It sounds a little different.
Okay, but whatever the Svara is, call it what you want, the Svara is we don't kill you because of me. But why should we kill you better than you and me? Like, what's the Svara? Give me a Svara. Give me a different Svara. Givaldi, give me a Svara for Reish Lakish. Give me a Svara for Reish Lakish.
Killing a person is such a horrible thing, no matter what situation, you can never have the person over to be killed.
That's not what the Rambam says. Ein ma'avdin nefesh mipnei nefesh. Sounds like it's a matter of balancing. Right? Okay, what you're saying is just, it's an avera that you can never do. Is that what the Rambam, that's the Dover Das Milte Imam Nefesh and Nefesh? He sounds more like my cousins. But what are the two basic ways of explaining the Rambam? Right? Who tries to basically deny that the Rambam really means anything to Mechodesh? The Lech Mishnah. What does the Lech Mishnah say? Right? Basically, the Lech Mishnah says that it basically said he doesn't really mean it. What do you mean? Really, of course I could be Moser Daniel to save all of us. But what Okinta does the Lech HaMishnah add? That I could be Moser Daniel, or what's the other option? We might escape. I mean, it's not a case where they have us trapped. It's a case where they say be Moser Daniel or else we'll kill you all, so we can either be Moser Daniel, or else they'll try to kill us all. But they might not succeed. Then that's really a case of my chazis. My chazis to kill the Neo, maybe we should all take our chances, because who knows how many people will die, and who knows, you know. So basically, the Lech HaMishnah says that he really admits to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, in the case of Vadai. Right? If it's the case of Vada handles the Neil or Vada to all of us, everyone admits Rabbi Yochanan. No one disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan because no one can disagree with the Svara. Right? How can you disagree with the Svara? Right? So Therefore, he makes no kimta in the Rambam. Okay, what's the other option? What did the Kesef Mishnah do? What did the Kesef Mishnah do? No, he says, well, that's his first dachuk reason. Why is the Rambam pass like Rish Lakish? Because Safek Nefashos. Which is, all the reasons are very dachuk. It's actually a big mystery why the Rambam paskined like, why the Rambam paskined like Rish Lakish. Because Safek Nefashos, like, what is, since when do we say the rule of Safek Nefashos changed the rules of Pesach? We have a rule that we have like Rabbi Yochanan. It doesn't matter what case it is.
It's also a kula. Yeah.
Right, it's Nefashos either way also, right? It's very dachuk. No one has a great reason why the Rambam passed like Rish Lakish. Obviously the Rambam had a great reason, right? But no one has a great reason why the Rambam passed like Rish Lakish. But what did the Kesef Mishnah say? How to defend himself? Exactly. He says that the Yehareg the Al Yavor is not a Svara, rather, what does he call it?
Kabbalah.
Right, a Kabbalah. Right, Kabbalah, meaning Halacha Moshe Sinai. So what does he say? The Kesef says the Rambam must hold against everyone else. Everyone else holds that the reason she was done to the Al Yavor is because of the Svara of my Chazis. The Rambam holds it not the Svara of my Chazis, Halacha Moshe Sinai. Oh, the Rambam himself says two halachas later that it's a svara, right? Clearly the Rambam says it's a svara, right? He doesn't use the words my chazas, although it seems to me he's saying the same thing. And then it says, v'docha gadol, right? What does the Kesef Mishnah say, v'docha gadol? That, not even though the Rambam brings a svara, he meant, I'm just bringing like a little svara to make it sound nice. You know, he meant, I don't know, maybe that's how the Kesef Mishnah understood the Mordechai, that the Rambam was bringing some things to make it sound nice, but we all know that there are reasons which are beyond us to understand. So he said, it's just a Kabbalah that Shvichas Damim is a Har Gal Yavar, because of Chomer Saveira. It's just Chomer Saveira. The Aveira Shvichas Damim is a Har Gal Yavar, and it doesn't matter what this far is, and that's why we can never hand over. That's why we can never hand over the deal.
Why is Chayiv Nisa?
Is it Mutter? Why is Chayiv Nisa? Is it Mutter? So this probably depends. There are two different explanations in the Achronim as to why is Chayiv Nisa is Mutter. What are the two explanations?
I see you even saw it, but it's probably the same reason if you kill somebody, Chayav Misa, you're not Chayav Misa.
Ah, then you have to, then that's assuming he's Chayav Misa according to whose legal system?
It's Beis Din.
Ah, so if you assume he's Chayav Misa Beis Din, then the answer is he's really a Gavra Ketila. Right. And he deserves it. Then that's Pashit. Most Achronim assume that means it's Chayav Misa Bedine de Malchusa. And then why is Chayav Misa Bedine de Malchusa? Can you hand him over? So the other explanation is?
Can you trade him?
No, because people can escape. I mean, Maisim Kol Yom, people are Chayav Misa Bedine de Malchusa and escape. So they assume because he's a rotate. Because anyone who's Chayav Misa, I mean, they did something that caused the danger. They weren't being persecuted by anti-Semites. I don't know, let's say a guy says, I don't know what's Chayiv Misa. Nowadays, nothing's Chayiv Misa anymore. You know, in the old days, I don't know, he stole from the king's forest, right? He hunted a deer in the king's forest. So the guy hunted a deer in the king's forest. He knew he was going to bring danger to the Jewish community by doing that, so he's a rotate. He's not an innocent victim. So anyway, those are the two shocking and Reish Lakish, either because he's a Gavra Ketila, or because he's a rotate. But Reish Lakish is a special reason. Okay. Mechuyev Misa is either a Gavra Ketila or a Rodeif. That's a special heter. But out normal rules, you can't hand over one guy to save everyone else. Why not? What about the Svara? The answer is it's not a Svara, it's a Kabbalah.
If you're going to give a shot of Rodeif, it's only going to be like the case of Shadav and Birchir, where they're only coming after him for the same reason why it's Chayiv Misa. If it just the guy happens to be Chayiv Misa, but someone else comes and says hand him over.
Correct. It would have to be that they're coming after him for the reason it's Chayiv Misa. But that's the normal case. Right, it would be an amazing coincidence for the going to ask someone for someone who's Chayiv Misa, but not for that reason. I mean, that would be too much of a coincidence. It's okay that no one discusses that. That would be too crazy.
So when we say that he's a Rode, it really means that it's also Chayiv Misa based in, meaning it's just a different scar of why Chayiv Misa is
right, if you want to call a Rode Chayiv Misa based in.
Why else would he like to kill
him? Seems to be a big Hakira in the 8th Sanhedrin, but that's already too off topic for us to discuss now. But I am in Rav Chaim in the beginning of Hilchos Rotzeach, if you're really interested in the Lundus. And the Rechaim Hilchos Rotzeach, the famous Meiri in the Sugya Vav Machteres. And there's Rav Moshe. For some reason, I think it's Siman Ayin or something, but I could be wrong. Anyway, me and Neger's Moshe, but I could be wrong. I bring that if you really want to know. Now, there's just what we have now is is again a chakira, right? Yeharveg v'al yavor d'shvichas dam. It could be a svara, or it could be just a gzeres hakasov of chomeres havera. What is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is yichduhu v'eina mechayiv misa. Right? If the real reason you're having that is because the svara over here, the svara doesn't apply. Right? It's pasha that the dhamma of A plus B is so much fei than the dhamma of A alone. So therefore, you have to say like Rabbi Yochanan and the Ramach, which is exactly what the Ramach says. He says the svara of my cousins in this case. We know whose blood is more red, Daniel, and everyone else is redder than only Daniel. That's pashut. Even if Daniel's worth a trillion, and we're each only worth one, a trillion and one is worth more than a trillion. The Rambam, if you don't make an Okimta like the Lecha Mishnah, then the Rambam is not saying anything different. He's really agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan. He's just talking about a case where there's another factor, which is that you have no idea who will die. And if you have no idea who will die, then misvara. How do you know who might die and who's redder? Right? If we hand over Daniel, he'll die. If not, then we'll all try to run away and, you know, maybe Shmuley will die and we don't know who's redder and who's not. Right? However, what's the problem with the Rambam? The problem with the Rambam is, and this is the Kesef Mishnah, right? The problem with the Kesef Mishnah is that he erases the whole Gemara and the Rambam and Halacha Zayin, right? The Gemara and the Rambam and Halacha Zayin says the Svara. He says, no, it's Mochrach Hamshad in the Rambam. I think he's writing Hamshad in the Rambam. It's really not a Svara of my cousin. It's really Gzeres HaKosov of Chomer Sa'avera. Problem is, that's not what the Rambam says, and that's not what the Gemara says. So, anyone want to tell us how we can have our cake and eat it too? Maybe say a little better than the Kesef Mishnah? Kesef Mishnah says that the Svara is Lav Davka, right? It's always a little dull to say Lav Davka. So on the one hand, you want to take the Rambam to Peshuto, and the Rambam would say, it's not a Svara, it's a Gzeres HaKosov Chomer Sa'avera. On the other hand, the Rambam says the Svara, and the Gemara says the Svara. So what might you say, if you're very clever?
You could say it's qualitative. What it means is one, even the rabbin may not be better than one.
No, fine, the rabbin might not be better than him. But him and the rabbin are better than him. 100 people might not be better than Daniel, but 100 people plus Daniel has to be better than Daniel. No? I think that's pashut.
Zayat HaKasav goes above the Svara, meaning when the Svara applies, it's from Zayat HaKasav. And second thing, if the Svara doesn't apply, then you're...
Hold it. Where do we get Xeris Akasa from anyway? The other thing is, where do you get Xeris Akasa from anyway? What do you mean it was a Kabbalah? The Gemara doesn't say I have any Kabbalah. The Gemara says the Svara. How do we get from a Svara to Xeris Akasa?
The Svara is the Makar, but it really is broader than the place it talks about.
What makes the Svara broader than the Svara?
It falls into a different category.
Okay, could be that once we have the Svara, it falls into a different category, right? That's what we mentioned last time, right? Although, I think we can do better than that. Maybe you could say that Kevan Sheyesh Zvara, what different category falls into according to the Rambam? Exactly, Nichnas Legeder Chilul Hashem. And what is Chilul Hashem? It's Chilul Hashem even when the Svara doesn't apply. But that's also a little strange, because if the Svara doesn't make the Chilul Hashem, why should it be Chilul Hashem when the Svara doesn't apply? So the Sfas Emes in Yom Adav Pei Bei says a brilliant Svara. Says a brilliant Svara. It's Baruch Hashem. I thought this far for 15 years, and then I found that it was a Sfas Emes in Yoma. And then once you find one Achron, you find it's a few other obscure shots here and there. Sfas Emes is a brilliant Svara. He says that really it's the Svara of my Chazis. Then what does the Gemara do next after the Svara of my Chazis? What does the Gemara do next after the Svara of my Chazis? What's the next step in the Gemara? A Hekesh to Narim Orasa. Hold on a second. does my chazas apply to Narma Rasa in simple shot? Does Narma Rasa have to do with putting one life above another? So what the heck is? Just like Rotseach is Yehargal Yavar, so to Argila Rice Yehargal Yavar. But just like Rotseach is Yehargal Yavar because of a Svara, so too the Gzeres Agatsav switches it up a little and says, so too Gila Rice Yehargal Yavar because of Chomer Saavera. Now, once the Gzeres Agatsav can be extended to Gila Rice because of Chomer Saavera, what the heck is extended to Gila Rice to Chomer Saavera, that shows that in Ritzicha also it's now Chomer Saavera. Balalame bin Salame Mamish. So that's what Svatem says. It says, yeah, it starts out as a Svara. And it would have just been the Svara, if not the Hekesh Narma Rasa. But once you have the Hekesh Narma Rasa, the Hekesh turns a Svara into a Xeris Akasa for Arayos. So if it starts with the Shvichas Damim and turns into a Xeris Akasa for Arayos, then it also turns into a Xeris Akasa for Shvichas Damim. And that's the Amkus of Balalame. That's the chlal b'lamei v'nin salamei. So I think that Sfas Emes is probably the best shot in the Rambam. The Sfas Emes, it's in Yomadav PB, says that the hekesh, turns the svara into, it starts out as a svara. Once we get hekesh to gilur rayis, and gilur rayis is a matter of an aveira, all of a sudden we realize that in Shvichas Damim it's also a matter of the aveira. And what do we turn out with? We turn out with Shvichas Damim is a svara. We learn from there that the avera of Arayus is so chomer you can never do it. So too, the avera of Shvichas Damim is so chomer you can never do it. So even though the svara doesn't apply, it became a Xeris Akasa through the Hekesh. That's the Sfas Emes. I think that's the best of the three ways that we've suggested or we've seen of explaining the Rambam, in my humble opinion, because then it's all there. Meaning you don't have to bring in something that's not in the Gemara. It's all there. It's all there in the Gemara. And Taka starts to make sense. After all, Gilui Arayus is not a svara. So too, Shvichas Damim is not a svara once we have the Hekesh. And we know it's Balalame v'nin salamei anyway, so it's not so crazy. I'm not necessarily saying that's what the Gemara meant by Balalame v'nin salamei, but it could be bechlal, the idea of Balalame v'nin salamei. Yeah?
It wouldn't work for the Shiltos,
This would not work for the Shiltos. For the Shiltos, it really seems like we're extending the svara.
Yeah.
Correct, but the Rambam clearly not saying the Shiltos. Now that we have this, Chakira, we might suggest what might be another Nafkamina. Whether you hold like the Rama seems to hold in the end, and like your Shlokas seems to hold in the end, right? That, if you say your Shlokas works together with the Bavli, right? Which the Rama is certainly doing, why not? That the Svara turns into Xeris Akasa, of course. or you stick with the Svara. Another Nafkamina might be, and here might be the Rama Lashitase, although Rav Chaim says it a little differently, the Rambam's machlokas with Tosos about Shevi Al Taseh, right? What about the machlokas about Shevi Al Taseh? So, what about Shevi Al Taseh? So what does Tosos very clearly say? That what the Din Ritzicha of Shevi Al Taseh, Tosos says? Exactly. Tosos says it's Yavor the Al Yehare, because the Svara makes a stalemate. Now, what does the Rambam hold? So, this is the famous Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim starts with assuming that what the Mefurish Machlokas, or almost Mefurish Machlokas between the Rambam and the Tosos, Gilui Rais for Karka Olam. Right? Tosos Mata Gilui Rais for Karka Olam, because the main reason is because Ritzichas Mata for Karka Olam. Why? Because the Svara is a stalemate, so Shevi Al Tasa Adif. So if they're going to throw you on the Tinoch, you can let them throw you on the Tinoch. So the Rambam assumes Gila Rice is always your Hargal Yavar. It doesn't matter if you're active or passive. So Rav Chaim assumes that, at first he wants to say, maybe it's just because the Rambam holds, like you can't learn Gila Rice from Ritzichas because there's no good hate of tendency, right? Rav Chaim torpedoes the example of Ritzichas Shev Al Tasa at first. Because he says, what do you mean? If they throw you on the Tinoch, you're not doing Ritzichas Shev Al Tasa, you're doing nothing. But that's the beginning of Rav Chaim. In the end, Rav Chaim says, no, who cares if it's a hefetz or not? Let's just think conceptually. Let's assume conceptually Gilui Arayos is the same as, conceptually Gilui Arayos is the same as Shvichas Damim. So Tosol Shvichas Damim, B'Shevi Al Tasa is Yavrgal Yahare. The Ramah Shvichas Damim, Gilui Arayos is, B'Ritzicha is, Yehareg V'Al Yavor. So this is, the Rambam says, Yei Harveg, the Al Yavor, even the Shave, the Al Tasa. And he brings a very nice proof. What's his very nice proof that Rechaim brings? That even the Shave, the Al Tasa, Yei Harveg, Al Yavor? From the Gemara? From Ben Keturah and Rabbi Akiva. Right? What does Ben Keturah say at first? That if you're in the desert, two of us are in the desert and we only have enough water, I can't drink all the water. Why? That's just Shevi Al-Tasa. I'm not giving you water. Right? So, what does Ben Keturah hold? Even the Shevi Al-Tasa, I'm not allowed to kill you. I have to give you half the water. That proves, like the Rambam, against Tosos. Rabbi Akiva comes back and says, V'chei achicha imach. Okay, but that's a special local din when it comes to sharing water. But the principle of the matter that Bar Keturah taught us is that not only can't I actively kill you to save my life, I can't even passively let you die to save my life. That's what he brings a good right to the Rambam that Shvichus Dom Shevi Al Tasa is Yehar Gal Yavor. The question is why? Me Svarish should be even Stephen. So why should I have to sacrifice my life? So how do you explain the Rambam? So, how does Rebbe Chaim explain the Rambam? What about the Svara? But isn't it a stalemate with Svara? Let's see if one of these colors is better. So, how do you explain the Rambam? So, I actually saw someone show me this Minchas Asher on Pesach. So, I just looked at it last night. And I saw that he said, not exactly like Reb Chaim, he wants to say the Rambam is Lashitase. You could say that the Rambam Lashitase, that it's a Harig the Al Yavor because of Chumras HaAveira, not just the Svara. Right? The Rambam might be the Shitase. The Rambam says, no, forget about the Svara, like the Gez Mishnah said. Or maybe like you say a little bit of the Gez Mishnah. The Rambam says, forget about the Svara. Ritzicha, as Daniel said, Ritzicha is so bad that you can never do it no matter what. Right? That's Chomer Saver. If it's so bad you can never do it no matter what, regardless of Svara, then who cares if you're doing the Kumbase or Sheikh Al Tase? You can never do Ritzicha. So maybe the Rambam would then be Lashitase. That's not what Rambam says.
Why is that regardless of Svara? Why isn't they just taking the Svara to a conclusion that result oriented?
No, because if the Svara is who says whose life is better, then I can't kill you because it says my life is better, but I don't have to get myself killed because who says your life is better?
No one's saying that. They're just saying don't be a passive participant in the taking of that guy's life.
But why? Why should I have to sacrifice my own life?
You're not necessarily sacrificing your life as much as you're resisting that person's attempt to make you passively involved in the Sikha. The fact that guy just decided to kill you was his own active decision. I mean, you're not actually killing yourself. You're not actually jumping off the building.
Hold on a second. If our two lives are equal, then why do I have to say, no, shoot me? Why can't I just stand there and let him
fight? You're not just saying, no, shoot me. You just say, I will not be a participant in the killing of that person. Because since the result is that I can't play any role in taking his life any more than my life or anything, and therefore you can just make the other person do everything. Why is that necessarily?
You're saying that midin my chazis, you have to not do anything, but not do anything doesn't mean to just freeze. To not do anything means to refuse to participate in something. Tells us that's called doing something. I hear your Tanya. Rav Chaim actually is a better explanation. What does Rav Chaim say for the Rambam? Rav Chaim says, the Rambam is also Misvara. But he says there's two versions of the Svara. There's Rashi's version and Tosos' version. What's Tosos' version of the Svara? What's Tosos' version of the Svara is?
Still.
Right, exactly. Life versus life. The answer is Teku. What's Rashi's version of the Svara? Right? That it's life versus life, right? And my life versus your life. Therefore, there's no dimin koach nefesh. And what else is Rashi throwing? Exactly. life and avira versus life. What happens if it's life and avira versus life? Well, the two lives cancel each other out. There's no pigosh nefesh, and the avira is still binding. For Tosos, sort of, once life is at stake, we forget about the avira. It's a stalemate. My life versus your life. For Rashi, Svar, what does Rashi say? He says, look, a life's going to be lost either way, so there's no din of a chai bahem, so you're left with the Isser Ritzicha. So you can't do an Isser. You couldn't even do a bit la se lachor, according to the Ra. You couldn't even do an Isser Rabbanim. Right? You can't do any Isser because the two lives came to the Svara, but Rashi, Svara. Rashi Svar is not stalemate, but the Issa remains, and if the Issa remains, then even passively, I can't do Ritzicha B'Shev Yal Taseh, because the Issa still remains. How can I violate an Issa? So there are two ways of explaining the Rambam on this. Again, Tosos is very posh. Tosos assumes, once you have Pikoach Nefesh, it torpedoes the Issa out of the water, but there's Pikoach Nefesh on both sides, and therefore it's a stalemate. And what's the rule? Stalemate, Shev Al Tasa Adif. I can't kill you, but I don't have to do something to endanger myself. I just freeze. Shev Al Tasa Adif. While the Ruchain says, no, I can't even passively kill you to save my life. Lu Yitzir, there's such a hint in Kenza, which he admits there might not be a good one. Lasgana, the Hilak Rehikim against Mephitura. But I can't even passively kill you. Why not? So either say, like I saw in the Mitzvah Oshet, the Rambam L'shitasei, who says, forget about my chazis. My chazis is in the first stage. Now it's just a zeres hakasa. That Ritzicha is always usher. So Ritzicha is always usher. Even the Shev El Pas, it's usher. Or like Rechaim say, he has a svar, but he has Rashi's version. Rechaim says there's two versions of the svara. Tos says the stalemate. Rashi says, no, the two because nephews cancel each other out, and you're left with an answer. And the answer wins. Therefore, since the answer wins, you can't do an answer for Gomase, and you also can't do an answer for Shev El Pas.
In the case that Tos is actually talking about, Reb Chaim would agree that
Reb Chaim actually says that in the actual case Tos is talking about, he thinks it's a terrible case, and he assumes the maskana that Tos has just meant it, like,
theoretically
not really. So in Tos's actual case, he thinks that's not even called Ritzicha v'Shev El Tasa.
That's
called nothing.
The Rambam would like
and then he would admit that you don't think it would be like for that. Correct. He's saying in the theoretical case, which he admits you can never have, which is a little bit of a funny locus. But that didn't bother. Obviously, it didn't bother Chaim, which I guess we had to pick someone who wouldn't bother. That would be who we would pick.
The fact that the pasuk is al tam lo adam re'acha, which requires kind of a passive situation, being.
Yeah. So the real nafkamina is that that's exactly what he means by ben patur. That really you would have to. Let's say I have to endanger my life to save you. I would have to endanger my life to save you. Why? Because my pikuach nefesh and your pikuach nefesh cancel each other out, and I have a lav lo sam lo adam re'acha. However, that case is not a good case because Rabbi Akiva has a special discuss of b'chei achicha imach, then in that case I'm allowed to save myself. So basically, it's Rabbi Akiva's special discuss of takes away all the practical applications of this principle. And what's the only nafkamina of this principle? It never practically applies because in every case, either I'm not doing anything when I'm being passive, or I'm actually causing you to die by being passive, where Akiva matches it. The only actual nafkamina is through the Hekesh to Gilei Arayis. Is Gila Rice and Karka Ola, which is a big Nafkamina. So it's funny, the only Nafkamina of Shvichas Damim, you can't actually have a case in Shvichas Damim of this Machlokas. The only Nafkamina is Gila Arayos, which is what Rokhain's starting point is, right? So the actual Nafkamina is Gila Rice. Tosa says that the woman for Gila Rice is Yagra Tavar Vial Tehar, right? Well, the Rambam says the woman is Tehar Vial Tavar. That's the real Nafkamina.
What's the
Diyak
of the Rambam
arguing on Tosfos? What?
What's the
Diyak
of the Rambam?
Because the Rambam argues on Gilei Arayos, on Karka Olam, so therefore, if it all comes from the Hekesh, he must argue on Shvichas Damim also. Mm-hmm. And that's what Rechaim assumes in the second paragraph already. Mm-hmm. Where in the first paragraph, he wants to say, maybe they agree with Ritzicha, they only argue about Gilei Arayos. But then by the time he gets to the second paragraph, he assumes they argue about Ritzicha. So you're right. But assuming they argue about Ritzicha, what is the base of the argument? Either it's Svar versus Zeres HaKasim, and it's the Rambam L'shitasei, which would work out nicely. Or it's just two versions of the Svara, Tosa's stalemate version of the Svara versus Rashi's two lives cancel each other out and the Avira wins version of the Svara.
I don't really understand that the Machlokes Rav Akiva and Shimon ben
and Ben Tura. He doesn't have a first name.
Because there he's giving half of his water, but he's, so he's killing both people. So I mean.
So Ben Ketura says, yeah, we both have to die.
Why?
Why do we both have to die?
I have to share my water to cause us both to die. Could just
because I can.
Maybe you should say, give all the water.
Oh, well, yeah, no, probably I do have to give him all the water. Then he has to give it all back. So then I have to give it all back. So then I have to give it all back. So in the end, the only solution is to give him half. Because Lo Sam Ro Dam Riecha is still have to give up nefesh. I have to give up my life for Lo Sam Ro Dam Riecha, which is exactly Reb Chaim's proof that you even have to give up your life to avoid killing the Shei Bel Dasa. Right? Lo Tamar Ol Dam Riecha is Dochet Pikuach Nefesh. Now again, that's according to Ben Keturah. But he assumes, if you assume that Rabbi Akiva theoretically would agree, that's how he comes out. So, Lamaisa, then we have three ways of understanding the idea that Shfichos Dam Yehar Bel Yavor, Tosa's version of Svar, which is a stalemate, Rashi's version of Svar, which is that the two Pikuach Nefesh cancel each other out, and you're left with an Amira, or the Svara, based on the Rambam, that you put the Rambam together to get a pattern, the Rambam might really hold as far in the end. Sorry, or the Gzeres HaKasav that you might really hold in the Rambam in the end. That is just such a, like Daniel said, such a bad thing that you can never do it, regardless.
In the case of Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, just because he says you can drink the water, it's still you're not killing him, it's you're allowing him to then expire. Now, if you come up with a case of similar to this case, well, let's say, the person falling had the option of sticking out his arms
right,
to defend himself from becoming the kid.
That, well, that's basically exactly what Reb Chaim says, meaning Rabbi Akiva's Gzeres HaKasav is limited to if you don't get involved yourself with him at all. But if you can passively actually, if you were passively actually killing him, then Rabbi Akiva would not argue in Ben Petura and everyone would agree to Har Bel Yavar. That's exactly Reb Chaim's logic. He has trouble finding a hypocrisy. But that's I think what you're saying is exactly Reb Chaim's logic. Okay, theoretically, here we have to start speaking theoretically a little. So, we have this chakira of whether in the end it's a svara or a gzeres hakasav. Theoretically, what would be the other, what other cases might be an afkamina of this chakira? What if you had a case where, but the problem is it's hard to find a case. What if one person was sumak tfei? What if you actually had a case where one guy was better than the other guy? Right? Then, well, what would Tosos and the Ramach say? If you actually had a case where one guy was better than the other guy, let's say the guy holds a gun to my head and says, shoot Plony, and I am better than Plony. Right. Then you would say that Yavor the Al Yehari. But what would the Rambam say according to the Kesem Mishnah and the Minchas Asherah I just saw understand him? If it's a Svara, then I shoot him and I save my life because I really am better. If it's a Gzeres HaKasav in the end, that's just with Sichas always Aser, then that would still be Yehari the Al Yavor. What might be an example of this now? Do you know what would be a good case where my blood is redder than his? So, if he's a ghostase, or even, let's be a little more broad, trefa. What about a trefa? So, there's a big debate in the Shulchan Aruch about a trefa, right? The Meir discussed it in Sanhedrin, the Michel Schina discussed it. Now, it might be a little different. A trefa might be considered so dead that he's not even in the question. But, maybe the nafkamina would be a trefa. Right, now community V, such as...
Which type of trade are we talking about? The
right.
Or the one who's...
That's the tricky part. The one who's like, has two simanim shefted, so l'chora, he's like, he might already be so dead that I don't know. But let's say trade was just trefa gose, something like that. The guy's about to die. The tricky part is that, you know, ghost is a rogue ghost, let me say. Let's say trade was for sure going to die. The guy was for sure going to die soon. So maybe that would be a good enough Kamina. Right, the only problem is that it's not a great Kamina because...
I mean, who says that, I mean, you know what they're
saying. Who says? Maybe, you know, maybe the other guy will have a heart attack if there's 1 second, the trade will live for 5 minutes. That's why the problem is that...
Who says Maybe this guy in 1 minute of life is going to accomplish more than this guy.
Or going to accomplish more, right? So, you know, there's 2 days in the Yad Ramah, what it means to be Sumat Fei. In the Yad Ramah Sanhedrin, who was that Matzis Chabura? Right? He had a lot of fans in the Yad Ramah, but I just saw two Pshatim. What are the two Pshatim of what Sumat Fei means?
It's supposed to be living longer than life.
Right. Sumat Fei might be length of life or mitzvos. Those are 2 days in the Yad Ramah. Most people seem to like the mitzvah way. So again, number one, you don't know who lived longer. That's why all these nafkaminas are not such great nafkaminas. All the nafkaminas, except for Rabbi Yochanan's case, are questionable. Because another similar case could be, what about a Yochid versus Rabin Stein? Let's say they say, you know, I'll kill you five people unless you kill him. So again, maybe that would be a nafkamina, because Misvara, maybe the five people should have killed the one person. That's also not a great nafkamina. Because who says who will live more and who will do more mitzvos, who will do more mitzvahs, etc. So the problem is that if you actually try to get into this, you know, unless you're a nubby or something, it's very hard to find a nafkamina. The one nafkamina where I thought might be a valid nafkamina, and this is tremendous Indian halacha maisa, and you're not allowed to quote me on this, is I thought if you assumed, this is a questionable nafkamina. I think the best nafkamina might be, and here I'm getting into politics, I realize, if you assume that mitzvos are what's important, or even if you assume length of life, but have some quality of life idea, this might have to do with the whole brain death issue. What's the whole brain death issue? Right? Right, you know, this is a big controversy. It's popped up recently. Right? That, when is the guy considered dead? Is he considered dead? Right, you know, this big machlokas. Rabbi Tendler, and quoting his father-in-law, and many other rabbis say that the secular world has this idea of brain dead. That when the brain is dead, even though now, in the old days, when the brain was dead, a guy would die. I mean, what's going to tell his heart to keep beating if he has no brain, right? But nowadays, you can have a machine that pumps the heart, right? The machine can do everything artificially. It doesn't send the messages through the nervous system. Machines are not that sophisticated. But it could just like boop, boop, press the heart or send a little shock to press the heart, and it could press the lungs, like, you know, you keep someone going forever. So the secular world accepts that brain death is death. And Rabbi Tendler and the Rabbi Harashit here and some rabbis agree with that. Because they said that you're really dead. It's just a machine which is pumping your heart. Right? But if there's no brain left that's able to pump the heart and the lungs, then you're dead. The most poskim assume, the world poskim assume, that no, brain death is not death. As long as the guy is breathing and his heart is beating, then he's still considered alive. What's the nafkamina? The main nafkamina is not so much for, okay, the nafkamina might be, let's say a guy's brain dead and 3 weeks later his heart and lungs give out, then 3 weeks of expenses in the hospital. That's not the biggest nafkamina. The biggest nafkamina is transplants. Because if you want to save someone else by transplanting the dead guy's organs, if you wait, in the old days, as soon as he died, you can take out his organs and transplant. Nowadays, if you artificially beat his heart and lungs, then by the time those give out, the whole body's dead. Everything, nothing's any good. Because it all just deteriorated. Right? Once the brain dies, everything gradually deteriorates. So you can't transplant to save anyone. So that's a real close to assume you can't do transplants. Because a guy's not dead until his heart stops beating, and by then the whole body's worthless. Rabbi Tendler, the Rabbi Hashim, in the minority opinion, assume that no, once the guy's brain dead, then the other organs might still be in good shape, and you can do transplants to save people. So, the most poskim would then assume that if brain death is not considered dead halachically, then you can't do transplants. But it's not so pasha, because it might depend on this chakira. Because even if the brain-dead person is alive, maybe you can kill him to save someone else. Why? Because my chazis, we have a chazis. If the guy's brain-dead, he can't do any more mitzvos. Now, you never know, right? Yaakov Grun said, you never know how many mitzvos someone will do normally, right? Because who knows? What if this guy's the biggest ice barf, and I'm the biggest tzaddik, and what if there's the biggest ice barf is like 90 million years old, and the biggest tzaddik is 18 as a whole lifetime ahead of him? You still never know, right? Maybe the Oisvarf will be Kono Lama B'sha Achas, or live another 10 years. Maybe the Tzadik will all of a sudden go off the Derek, like Yochanan Kohen Gadol. You never know. But if the guy's brain dead, you know he can't do mitzvos. Because he can't think, he can't do anything, right? That's the only case where you really know he can't do mitzvos. So at least you're looking at mitzvos, or you're looking at length of life but have some idea of quality. Meaning it's hard to tell quality of life, right? Some people think, oh, well, you know, disabled people don't have quality of life, this doesn't. And it's hard to tell, my cousins, like, who's to say what quality of life is? But if you assume the guy's brain dead, then that's mamish, like no quality of life, right? Brain dead means mamish. It doesn't mean the guy's in a coma, right? Although one of the fears is that people, lamaisa, could extend it. But it means like mamish, the brain doesn't work at all. Because people can wake up from comas, etc. Or people could be thinking and you don't know. No one knows what happens to people if they're in a coma. But let's say the brain is mamish, like there's no blood supply and the cells died, right? So, in that case, Esther, that would be an afkamina of our chakira. If it was purely a matter of svar of my chazis, then even according to Rav Poskim, you could kill him to do, even Rav Poskim stays alive, it's okay to kill him to do transplants. Because, what do you mean? Misvar, I know the guy who's getting the heart is more sumak tfei from the guy who's brain dead because he can do more mitzvahs and have more life. But if you said, like the Kesef Mishpshat in the Rambam, all the Achronim Pshat in the Rambam, except for Lecha Mishnah, that it's Gzeiras HaKasav, then no, there's Gzeiras HaKasav that Ritzicha is so heinous. Was that your word?
No.
What was your word? I thought you had a good word. There's Gzeiras because Ritzicha is so heinous that it's always usher no matter what. So the Maisa, since Rove Post can hold the guys alive, then Rove Post can hold the guys alive, then Ritzicha is so heinous that it doesn't matter what the Svar is. That it should still be usher. So this, my taka, all the nafkaminas we show Nachronim deal with are very hard nafkaminas because you could say to all, they all say, oh, well, misvara, we know who's better. But how do we know misvara who's better? How do we know five people are better than one person misvara? How do we know that a shulling's better than the treif misvara? How do we know a shulling's better than the goshis misvara? It's hard to tell who's better misvara. No, even let's say, you know, a wise guy in an ubar. It's hard to tell who's better misvara because someone might say, who knows, maybe this ubar will grow up to be the double adar. And live, you know, maybe he'll li ayin hara, live to be as big a tzaddik and as long as Rav Yosef Rav Avadya. You never know. So, but in this case, it could be you really know that Misvara, his dam is sumak, pachos. So that might be an afkamina of this hakira, which means that there are two tzaddim where you might be allowed to translate someone's brain dead. Number one, according to Tendler in the Ravonot HaRashit, he might be already dead, so of course you can take his organs. And even if he's alive, if you take the svara side of this tosa, side of the chakira, then maybe it's okay to kill him to save everyone else. But I have not seen that accepted in the halachic literature. It must be that the halachic literature is either, for some reason, doesn't like my reasoning, which wouldn't make sense, or that maybe people assume, like the Rambam, like Rish Lakish, that it's Gzeiras HaKasav. And if it's Gzeiras HaKasav, then it doesn't matter what you say. You can still never do Ritzicha.
Well, you just know, Rambam's reading in the Rambam that even if you call Svara, Svara doesn't actually mean one is actually better than the other. It's a Das Nosa. We don't think one Nefesh Kofa, another Nefesh. Not because it doesn't say better or not better. It's an expression.
You're saying this even misvara. I see what you're saying. The svara doesn't have to literally be my chazis. The svara might be pikuach nefesh, pikuach nefesh. So if you take the svara and you don't literally say my chazis, then even on the svara side, you could deny this nafgamina. And maybe that's another way of reading the Rama, which I don't know if it will help for. The Bach thinks it will shut, but I don't know if it'll help for a shluch, it might help for this. So, that's a good point. Unless you say a non-Maychazis Svara. That's a good horror.
Maybe it's the same as in the. Can we define so much to say differently? Like, not next to. It's like, he's alive, you're alive, you can't. I guess I said anything. Like, are there any other options for.
Not that I've seen. Although you're saying maybe you could just say sumak tfei means beloved to Hashem, and who knows who's beloved to Hashem. So you can define sumak tfei a little differently. Alright, so lemaisa, what you're saying is you could deny this nafkamina as well. You say maybe, oh, like the Anar, sumak tfei doesn't mean life, sumak tfei doesn't mean what you'll do next. Sumak tfei just means how much Hashem loves you. And who knows how much Hashem loves everyone, right? Well, maybe Hashem loves a guy who's brain dead more than he loves another guy. Hashem has reasons for loving people. I hear that.
I know there's a chiddush we saw in the Rambam, and I'm working on the other side of Akira, but maybe even in the case of the, you know, some tfei, maybe only with the gun to your head you could be allowed to, not in the case of Rafua. And the Rambam is machalik in terms of the chiyuv after the fact, maybe there is such a chiyuv even in terms of heter and iser.
Maybe you have to figure out the svara, but perhaps I hear that. I'll mention another one in the chazanish in a second.
Meaning, is that you're saying it's still iser or tzicha? You're not allowed to just
stop and
kill a guy.
Meaning
to save
up.
You're not allowed.
But why not? My dam is
sumik
fei. Why not?
But you assume holy is not. I'm just trying to clarify. Is that
right? He's saying that maybe choli is different than maybe you only need my chazis in a case of a gun to your head. But in choli, it's obvious you can't kill the guy.
Right. Okay.
Although what's tricky about that is that the actual svar of my chazis. No, sorry, that's good in the Gemara. The svar of my chazis said it's a gun to the head. Tricky in the Rambam. The Rambam actually brings the svar of my chazis right after you discuss refuah. But possible. Now I just want to lastly point out Efshar. The Chazon Ish, there's 2 days about this in some obscure Rishonim, chosen in the Irin Sanhedrin and in the Arugas Habosem, which is a more obscure sefer. And the Chazon Ish has a suffix about this. Chazon Ish has a fascinating suffix, where Bleich is actually very, very convinced Lahachra in the suffix. And I think what he's saying is there might be Tzvei Dinim. There might be Tzvei Dinim here. How might there be Tzvei Dinim here? The Chazon Ish says maybe, right, and the Meiri Paslan Rabbi Yochanan is noted towards this, and the Iroga said Abosem, bringing down 2 days, so I didn't get my hands on the actual Sefer. He says maybe if Rabbi Yochanan was only Mater, what was Rabbi Yochanan Mater? Was he Mater Yitzhiva?
No,
he was only Mater Mesira. Maybe even Rabbi Yochanan would Mater Mesira, but not Ritzicha B'Yadayim. Right? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Mater Mesira, but not Ritzicha B'Yadayim. That's what the. I thought I had here someplace.
Is that like considered shade out acid? Just doing.
No, certainly not. What is he saying? He says that miyoch agarda velomatino al demosrim. We only found that it's discussion about being most of the guy. Valaru biyadayim efshar dein hargin. But biyadayim you can't kill him. Oh, what about shemim bechri? That's a little difficult. They kill shemim bechri. Says no, maybe that was different because he was a more of a malchus or. Apparently, some folks can want to say maybe they killed him al yidei akum or something. But
people in the city didn't kill him.
They did.
They threw his head over the wall. Right? It's a little hard to throw to throw someone's head over the wall without killing him, like it says in the Sefer Shabbos. Now, he says. Lomatzino Efsher. He says it as an Efsher. But it's 2 days in the Arugas Habosem and in the Irian Sanhedrin, those and a few other factors. But what is this Svara? The Svara is that Rabbi Yochanan was Matir Mesira, but not Hariga B'Yadayim. Why are Rabbi Yochanan Matir Mesira but not Hariga B'Yadayim? What's the svar here? Like, what's the difference?
Meaning you have a heter misvar of my chazis because you are deciding that his dam is less chazis than the rogue, but you're still not allowed to kill the guy.
Exactly. Maybe, I think this is what Rechaim Shem says, that there's two dinim. What's the two dinim? Ritzicha B'Yadayim is always usher. What?
Who said this?
This is a suffix of the Chazon Ish, the Meiri, and the Arugas Habosem. The Chazon Ish is Sanhedrin Simen Chafei. That's what I was reading. And maybe you can rewrite Sherban Bechri. And the Meiri is 2 days about the Sanhedrin, the Arugas Habosem is 2 days about this, although I didn't get my hands on the actual Sefer, I just saw it quoted. Maybe Ritzicha B'Yadayim is always usher because of Chomer Ta'aveira. After all, Ritzicha B'Yadayim is actually the Aveira of Ritzicha. Is Mesira actually an Aveira of Ritzicha? What's Mesira? How would you categorize that halachically in normal halachic terms? It's Gram Ritzicha. So Ritzicha B'Yadayim is always usher because of Chomer Ta'aveira. Gram Ritzicha. Doesn't have Chumras HaVeira but is usur because of my chazis. And therefore, what would come out? In a case of yichduhu, it would be mutter to gram ritzicha because yichduhu takes away the svara. But it still wouldn't be mutter. Kilim biyadayim, it still wouldn't be mutter. And this is a big, this could be a big nafkamina l'maisa. Still wouldn't be mutter. Kilim biyadayim because of the chumras avera. And that seems to be what the Chazon Ish is saying. Reb Leib had an article recently about the trolley problem. Was very, very convinced of this. He was very, very convinced that even if you want to pass like Rabbi Yochanan, what was his discussion? His discussion was, could you have shot down the 9/11 plane before it hit the World Trade Center? So that's exactly Rabbi Yochanan, right? If it hit the World Trade Center, all the people in Manhattan die, and the people on the plane die. If you shoot down the plane, only the people on the plane die, right? And the people on the plane are clearly not rogues, meaning the passengers, because you know they're not doing anything. It's the terrorists that are rogues. So he brought down that some postman wanted to say you could shoot down the plane because, well, possibly like Rabbi Yochanan. All right, Leif said, no, Rabbi Yochanan's only matir gram ritzicha. No one's ever matir ritzicha. What's a svara? Gram ritzicha, that stays on the level of svara. That the heckish doesn't work for. Gram ritzicha, the level of svara. So in gram ritzicha, you could say, well, if it's you versus you and everyone else, then we swear we can kill it, we can hand you over. But Ritzicha itself is an Avera that you can never do. That's the Chumras Avera, and if the Avera itself you can never do, even in the case where Misvar you would think it would be okay. And that's why Rabbi Blyth argued on, I forget which post like this was, Rabbi Blyth says you could not shoot down, there's an Afkamina. Let's say like Rabbi Yochanan, forget Rish Lakish. Right, say like Rabbi Yochanan, can you shoot down a plane that's coming to the World Trade Center? Because after all, let's assume we don't pass like the Rambam. Right, b'shas atchak, let's pass not like the Rambam. Right, I mean, the Rambam seems to be nota towards the Rav Rishonah. So that's enough for me. Can you shoot down the plane heading to the World Trade Center? So that depends on this suffering. Rav Leif said, according to Chazon Ish, you can't. He says, lo matzinu elu limsar. Avalaru biyadayim, eshadeinor can biyadayim. And that's why Rav Leif said, you shouldn't shoot down the plane. I mean, no one had the question at the time, because they didn't know. Because they didn't know the case. Although maybe you could ask that question about the passengers on the fourth plane, right? Mm-hmm. Passengers on the fourth plane shot down their own plane. We don't know what happened. But maybe we don't know what happened. No one knows what happened. No one will ever know what happens. But if we assume they sabotaged their own plane, what right do I have to sabotage the other passengers? I'm killing the other passengers on my plane, right, to save the victims of the building. Because we're all going to die anyway. So basically, they were acting like Rabbi Yochanan. But that might depend if they acted the Brahma or they acted directly. Anyway, Lemaisa, it's very fascinating. Rav Leif has an article where he has a machlokas on poskim whether you should shoot down the plane, which is about this. If you say that Rav Yochanan is purely a matter of svara, then shoot down the plane. But if you say this Svedinim, Gram is a matter of svara, but actually shooting a plane, that's the Xeris Akasov, then it would be mutter to be goring the plane. To be most of the plane to blow up, but it wouldn't be mutter to actually blow it up via yadayim.
Is turning off a machine considered gram ritzicha or ritzicha yadayim?
Like what kind? Of, like in the plane, you mean?
No, in case of the brain death.
That is a very very difficult. You're saying you might want to make that sure in the brain death case also. That is a very, very difficult question, because in general, in halacha, it's very hard to figure out what's a gram and what is not a gram.
You turn on a Shabbos clock, it's involved in
the But, at one point, that's what they did in Shari Tzedek. They put all the respirators on Shabbos clocks, so that, if they didn't want to renew it, they wouldn't be killing anyone. But that's different.
That was supposed to be in the beginning. I'm talking even now.
Right.
Now, when you turn on Shabbos clock, it was good to go on forever, but now it's going to go up in an hour.
Right. So, after maybe you could make that chiluk. But you have to be my eye. I'm not passing the mic.
Two questions. One, did you know the plane have a din of a rodent? Or did they just have an Uber that's coming to kill the mother? So they happen to be in a plane which has explosives in there.
No! They're not a rodent. The people flying on the plane are presenting the same danger whether or not they're passengers. So the passengers aren't roadkill. Roadkill means you cause the danger. The passengers don't cause the danger. It's the same danger whether they're passengers or not, no? Meaning if the passengers were forced to fly the plane, then they would be roadkill even though they'd be never roadkill.
But they're
But they're just sitting there doing nothing. A rovid has to mean there's no danger without you, and there is danger with you. So not all rovim are bad rovim. There could be nevach rovim. But if there's one guy flying a plane and one guy sitting in a seat in first class, the guy sitting in the seat in first class is not a rovid. He's not lomal of lomor in terms of the danger. Now, Esher, if they force the pilot to fly the plane, the pilot would be a rovid even bonus. But the guy sitting there is not a rovid.
And does anyone suggest there's such a thing as a bizrayu v'ritzicha to say that gram ritzicha should be part of a bizrayu v'ritzicha?
All the posts seem to assume that gram ritzicha is a hargal yavar. Bi'ikaron. Is misvar makes perfect sense. You then chomer saveira, you'd have to say that bizrayu is also within the chomer saveira.
Then you wouldn't have this. In the chazanish, you assume the discrepancy.
Right, the Chazanish would have to assume that there's, correct, that Abizrayu is Bechlal Svara, because Svara is result-oriented, but not Bechlal Bechomer Savira.
But this is just with the Rabbi.
What?
No one's going to say this with just one versus one.
Correct, because with just one versus one, then my husband, right.
So the Chazanish would be, let's say you could redirect the trolley card?
The Chazanish is goofa saying in this line that maybe you can't redirect the trolley cart because that is Ritzicha B'Yadayim. What do you mean? I'm driving the trolley. That's Koko. I think you would say that's Koko. If the trolley is about to run over like 10 people and I can switch it to another tracker, it'll run over one person. So that's Gufo, where he's being machmer on the trolley case. And he's saying, no, there, you're mamish being hori b'yadayim. It's an interesting question, but you'd definitely be more hori b'yadayim than if you master someone.
Would the Rambam be making here because Rish Lakish would assume that these passengers on the plane are called chayav misah?
No.
But they're belly dancing. Why are they worse than trefos?
What?
I mean, they're going to die.
Yeah, but they're not. Yeah, but they're not chayiv misa b'bezdin, and they're not rovim. Mm-hmm. So neither pshat nor shlokish applies. Right? They're not chayiv misa b'bezdin, so they don't deserve to die, and they're not rovim. So if they're going to die, it doesn't matter. Because they're not passing like shlokish. Okay, so that's a little bit about ritzicha. So you have a very fundamental Chakira, which perhaps may or may not have nafkamina salcha l'maisa, as we pointed out, about why ritzicha is yoreh yavar, and we suggested based on the Chazanish, and there could be tzvei dinim, could be that to maser someone only the svara applies, but to actually kill someone via dayim, then the gzeiras hakasav also. And that's why to maser someone you would say like Rabbi Yochanan, but to kill someone via dayim, you would say like Rish Lakish. That the Chazanish's suggestion.
Isn't it Rabbi Yochanan saying?
Yeah, correct. Even Rabbi Yochanan would admit that it's usur to kill the Yadayim. Yeah. Okay, the Chazanish himself is a funny shouting where he's lucky, but you can iron shove if you want. And that's an afkamina for what do you do? Again, what do you do with this case of the plane? Right? What do you do with this case of the plane of the World Trade Center? So if you pass like Rabbi Yochanan, then Avadi, you would. Straight Rabbi Yochanan, shoot down the plane. Straight Rish Lakish, of course, don't shoot down the plane. But if you said maybe it's in between Svara, then maybe you could let the other guy shoot down the plane. You could give the other guy the button. You could give the guy the button to shoot down the plane. But you yourself couldn't shoot down the plane. You could master the plane, but you couldn't actually shoot it down. Because shooting down, that's a mice of Ritzicha that you can never do. Just mastering someone to Ritzicha, you know, just mastering someone to Ritzicha, that's okay because there's no misvara, that should be mutter.
Based on this approach, can one of the passengers, once he takes over control and throws it into the seat and everyone all dies, and he's doing a maaser, he's killing all the other passengers, so would he not be able to do that?
So could one of the passengers take control of the plane and make it crash?
Yeah.
So what I'd like to point out is an article that Mstumba, if one of the passengers take control of the plane, he's probably trying to land it safely and might have decent odds of landing it safely if he would succeed because he can find someone who knows how to find, you know. I mean, if one passenger can take control of the plane, maybe he can figure out how to do it right. So then that would of course be okay. If he can save the everyone agrees, if you have a chance of saving the plane, that's okay. Let's say the passenger had a 1% chance of saving the plane. Of course that's mutter because either way they're going to die. Now he's a 1% chance of saving the whole plane. So that's why, like, for the passenger, but let's say the passenger couldn't take over. All he could do is, you know, like blow up the plane or something. You know, then not so possible to use the right to blow up the plane. That depends on this machlokas. Okay. The last thing we want to discuss here is the famous machlokas, the Ram and the Ramah, the famous other machlokas, the Ram and the Ramah, about b'diavad, right? This is one of the most famous issues in your heart, Val Yavar. What if a guy, like Maisa Machol Yom in the Talmud Rishonim, by the way, we all, and probably properly, when we go to kindergarten, we're all brought up on the good stories from the, I mean, not good, but like halachically proper stories in Talmud Rishonim, where like the Christians came, they threatened, we'll kill you if you don't get baptized, and all the Jews, right? Like we say, right, the Shemasra Nafsham al Kusha Sain, the Havim Ibn Chaye, Moslem Lone Fradim, Ereska Veru, etc. We grew up on Avarachim, and that's Gilal, because those are the people we should look up to. But there are plenty of people in Ashkenaz who didn't do that, who gave in to pressure and Shmanit. There were people who even Shmanit without so much pressure. Rabbi Gershom's son converted to Christianity, Tayyadua, from Hilchas Avelis when he sat Shiva 14 days for him. But what about people who do the wrong thing? And they do the Gila Rai Shvichas Gamim and Avodah Zarah because they're afraid to lose their lives. And for sure, we know from the Rambam, the Geras HaShmad, then the Almohad persecutions in Spain, that most of the Jews did then. That was the whole Moranos later in 1492 also, right? They all gave in and worshipped Avodah Zarah to save their lives. So what's the din of all the people who give in and do the Avera? So, okay, what's the din of the people who've given to the Avera? What's the Machlokas? Who says what? The Rambam says you're Potter, and the Ramach argues and says you are Chayav. So, the Rambam says you're Potter. Right. Avar v'lo'ne'erav. The Rambam and Rov Rishonim agree with the Rambam. Says Potter, and the Ramach, and there's one day in Tosos throughout Shas who seems to agree with the Ramach. Right, there's one day in Tosos like the Ramach, and I thought, if you look on our page, who sounds like the Ramach? On our page of Gemara? What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? He says,
only top size.
Exactly. If the im yom yash me eli shami leave lav hinu regach te har yal tishmelo, the im toss of an eschazikala eima chet maves, if he grabs her and overpowers her, she has no chet maves. What's the diuk? If she gives in under threat, she has a chet maves. Right? The Gemara, the Pug says, lo naru lo sasa davar. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, what case is lo naru lo sasa davar referring to? Right? So the Rambam says that this is the case of really, she should have given up her life and not agreed to the Arias. She should have said, kill me if you want. But if she does the wrong thing, she's still Potter. But the Ramach says no. They say Chayav. The case of Vilanaro Losasa Dovar is if he grabbed her. Remember, that was like the Ramban Shining Karka Olam? The last of the means he didn't give her a choice to give up her life. He was bigger than her, and he just grabbed her. That's more narrow the Sasa Dover. But if she said, don't kill me, I agree, then she is Chayv Echet Mavis. Okay, it would be a weird Hechi Timsit to actually have the proper Gaval Hasra, etc. But theoretically, she is Chayv a Chet Mavis, if that would happen.
Now
everyone agrees she's not allowed. This bidyam. The Ram says it means lechachilu she give her life bidyam and she's potter. And the Ramach would say no lechachilu she give her life bidyam and she's chayav misa. Well, now let's go to something that is different case. It's not the same case as the hekish. The hekish who says in har gal yav according to the Rambam, the hekish and the lenaros tasa dover are talking about the same case. The guy threatens her with a gun. So the hekish says she's give up her life, and the lenaros tasa dover says, but if she didn't, she's potter. But the Ramach says no, and the Rabbeinu Chananel sounds like, no, there are two different cases. One case is if he threatens her with a gun. Then she has to give up her life, and she has no excuse. She's chayiv if she didn't. The Lanao says there is a different case. If he didn't threaten her at all, he just grabbed her. Then, of course, she's potter because she had no choice in the matter. Now, This is a very, very fundamental machlokas. As you know, historically, this is a tremendously a fundamental machlokas, because this is exactly what the Rambam is fighting against in the years of Shmad. Basically, how do the Maranos and the people in the Shmad and the Rambam's time, etc., you know, how do they view themselves? And, you know, do they basically say, oh, you're like, you're all over there, but Zara, you're all basically cast off from Judaism? And, or, do they, no, you're all like, you're not so strong, but you're still like kosher Jews, which is exactly what the Rambam wrote the Yeres HaShemah. The Rambam says, tremendous nafkamina historically. If you'd hold like the Ramah, then you would basically depress all these Jews and all these Maranos so much that they would end up becoming total Christians. You would tell them, look, you're already chayiv misa for Ovid HaRazar, you're already a mumr l'chol Torah. You're already an Ovid HaRazar, what's the guy going to say? Want someone Ovid HaRazar? Forget it. Well, the Rambam says, first of all, he said, no, logically, you should always try to do the best you can under the circumstances. But he also said, you're not Ovid HaRazar mamish. You're like, you weren't so strong, you didn't do the right thing, but you're not actually chayiv for doing an Aveira. You know, you're not, even though, I mean, you have the delicate balance, and therefore you'd mechanic them to keep their Judaism until the Shmad passed. So historically, clearly the Rambam's philosophy paid off. But the question is, who's right? Right? Just because it pays off historically doesn't prove it's right. So who's right? So what the Yesod of the Machlokas? What are they arguing about, Rabosai? What are they arguing about?
Whether the
Tur'ones by the Gimel Chamuros. So interestingly, so there are, I think in general in the Velt, they say a slightly different way of understanding the Rambam and the Ramach. From what I've seen mostly, not bad. They want to say that what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramach? They want to say, why are Gimel Chamuros Yehar Gval Yavor? What are the two possibilities for why Gimel Chamuros are Yehar Gval Yavor? Exactly. They say that what's one way of explaining the Yesod of the Machlokas? One way of explaining the Yesod of the Machlokas is that he holds that the Gimel Chamuros are Yehar Gval Yavor because of the Chumras HaAveira. Right? And therefore you did this terrible Aveira. Well, the Rambam holds no, that the Aveira itself is not the Yehar Gval Yavor. What's the Yehar Gval Yavor? The Aveira itself is the Heter V'chai B'hem. What's the Yehar Gval Yavor? The Chilul Hashem is Yehar Gval Yavor. That is how most people in the Velt want to explain the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramach. This machlokas is reminiscent of which machlokas Ramban and Balamor. First of all, Agav, if you look in the Rishonim, right, what does the Rambam say? Does the Rambam put this in the realm of Kiddushem Chiloshem or not? The Rambam puts Gimel Chamuros in the realm of Kiddushem Chiloshem. He puts in Yisodiyah Torah Perek. He says, anyone who did the right thing is the Kiddushem, and anyone did the wrong thing is the Chiloshem. Likewise, the many Rishonim, the Chinuch also puts it in Chiloshem and Kiddush Hashem. However, the Smak, what does the Smak say before Shalom of Koroshit? The Smak says, when is Chil Hashem and Hashem's lies? Only for Hesya. Gimel Chamuros are different and nothing to do with Chil Hashem. So, you might say that this is, and the Urayim says the same thing, like the Smak and Urayim, and this is the Rambam L'Shitase says, the Averis themselves are not so bad. It's the Chil Hashem in them that's bad. And therefore, you haven't really done an Aveira, you've done Chil Hashem. While the Ramah says, no, the Averis themselves are so bad. This is reminiscent of the Machlokas, we have to end in a minute, Balamor and Melchamos. What was the famous Balamor and Melchamos that seems to tie into this? What about Hanas Afkum by Gimel Averis, by Gimel Chamuros? So the Balamor says, you're allowed to give in to do Gimel Chamuros if the guy's intention is not Afkum. It's a tremendous nafkamina, right? In most cases of Gilui Raos are Anas Afkum. So any case of Anas Afkum is okay. So why does the Baal HaMoor think Gimel Chamuros are okay for Anas Afkum? Right? What?
Oh, sorry, it's not Chil Hashem.
Right, it's not so Chamur for Anas Afkum. I mean, that's the regular Aveira, right? That you do Aveiras for Anas Afkum. It's not a Chil Hashem for Anas Afkum. So The balamor, this fits with the balamor. Lahanos atzman ein chilul Hashem. V'yavar v'al yeharei. Why did the Melchamas disagree with the balamor? In Sanhedrin, he actually says mefurish. What does the Melchamas say? Melchamas says, this has nothing to do with chilul and kiddush Hashem. This has to do Lanos Atman Yehareg Baal Yavor Mishom Choras Haveira. Right? So maybe you could say this is similar to the machlokes in the Balamor and the Melchamos. The Balamor says, I can do Gilei Arayos. It's okay to give in under threat of death, of course, only. Do Gilei Arayos if the guy's intention is Lanos Atman, because then there's no Chil Hashem. Melchamos says, what are you doing, Chil Hashem? Gimel Chamor has nothing to do with Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is to do with Varhesya. Gimel Chamor is just Chamor. Who cares what his intention is? Of course, is there a different way you could disagree with the Balamor? What more about the Rambam? The Rambam is not Matra Gimel Chamor Slanos Atman, so what would the Rambam have to say?
It is a Chil Hashem.
Right. Or, the Rambam would have to say that Yehore, the Al Yavor, Shebe Aveira Chamura Yesh Chilul Hashem Af Lehanoas Atzman. So this is a very, very, very famous Hakira of Gimel Chamur. Everyone agrees the Eser Farhesya, which we haven't really dealt with so much in our Gemara, but you've seen, right? Why do you have to give your life rather than do an Avira Farhesya? Because of Chilul Hashem, Kiddush Hashem. Are Gimel Chamur also for Kiddush Hashem? Or Gimel Chamuris because of the Etzem Chomer Saveira. So there are Masters because Etzem Chomer Saveira, you did the Aveira, you're Chayim. And that fits the Mochamos, who says it's because the Etzem Chomer Saveira, who cares what his Kavada was, the Chomer Aveira. While the Rama would say no. The Rama would say no, it's not because the Aveira is not so Chomer. It's just there's a lot of Chilul Hashem to Dover. There's a lot of Kiddush Hashem to Dover. And therefore, maybe you didn't do a Kiddush Hashem, but you didn't actually do the Aveira, so you're not Chayim Misa. And that would fit the Balamor, who says you're allowed to do Gimel Chamuras for Anas Atzman. Or maybe the Rambam, even though he doesn't agree, would just say, well, some things are so Chomer, maybe not Chomer is the wrong word, but some things are so are so big. Basically, some things are so fundamentally against what we believe that even Lanas Atzman is the Chil Hashem. And this would be one way of explaining the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ramach. Okay, we'll have to pick up next time, Mirtz Hashem, and say why I don't think there's the right way of explaining the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ramach, which Daniel already agrees with me about. So we'll start with why you're all thinking already this is probably not the right way to explain the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ramach. And we'll pick up with that, and we'll just spend 10 minutes finishing this, and then we'll really spend all of the next year on the next sugya, which I gave out Makoros, Hanah, Balu, Lev, and Balkar.
When you have a chai behind, but you know, is that the